I'd like to teach the world to bring experience to bear on challenges that we all face and problems we all share. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hugs, Hearts Unite, and God's Spirit. This is Antika Libby and I am your host. It is so wonderful to be here on this beautiful Monday. It's the first Monday in March and I'm so excited. In March, we're going to complete the Divine in 9 weeks. We're going to wrap it up and then we are going to start just really utilizing the beautiful family we have here at USC Radio Productions and taking calls and answering questions. And I am so excited to share with you what we have coming up, because how I've set up Hugs for 2014 is all about helping you be the best version of you, body, mind, and soul, that you want to be, that you desire to be, and you feel like you can be, because it's really about belief when it comes down to it. And so what we're going to be doing is I have put together a great team, a magnificent team, to say, just to say hello. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk you into your ideal perspective. So let's say you have a propensity to just speak negatively and have a negative conversation in your head, maybe about yourself. Maybe you find yourself complaining a lot, or maybe just us talking about how we complain has drawn that to your attention. And at first, when you start noticing that you complain, you're like, how do I stop this complaining in my head, my mind? I can't turn off the thoughts. Well, every first Monday, we are going to have a team of experts to share with you how they've overcome their own negative thoughts, their own body image, their own relationship problems. And these experts are incredible, from all over the world. And over the course of this year, you're going to get to know us individually. So Lita Green is one. She has an amazing book that if you've been listening to Hugs for a while, you know about. It is called How to Embrace Your Inner Hotness. And I don't have everything in front of me right now. She is just a kick. She's been on TED Talk. She has such an incredible testimony and story, and she is going to really lay down like how she chose and changed her life and started feeling like the beautiful goddess that she is, and how people changed around her, and how her mind shifted, and how she gained control of her thoughts so they started working for her instead of get against her in every aspect of her life. And she is a powerhouse. She's been through so much. And then also joining me for the first Monday team next month is my dear friend who has an amazing, amazing call coming up. I highly, highly recommend that you jump over to my website because you can get a link there to her show all about how our minds and our emotions really dictate how we lose weight, our body image. And she has techniques and tips that she's going to walk you through as callers that, I mean, I pay hundreds of dollars for to have a session with her. It is incredible. And she's also doing an amazing telecall that's coming up in just a few days. And so I highly, highly recommend that you jump on over to antikalibby.com, my website there, AntikuaLibby. And what you're going to find is my blog from this last week, how she is helping me to reset my endocrine system, to release weight from a trauma that happened about 2 years ago for me that has put my body in fight, flight, or freeze, and how she is helping me take the new image, the new conversation that I've been having with my body and with my mind, with my life, and really bring it into, manifest it into actual form in this physical relationship I have with my temple. So her name is Catherine Mahonan, I can spell it, M-A-H-N-O-N, and I am so excited to share her with you. She's incredible, and I want you to get on that call. If you have any weight, any issues with losing weight, how to lose weight, you've been on every diet, you've worked your tail off in the gym, and you just can't seem to drop the pounds or get the body that you know that you want, you feel you are supposed to be in, then check Catherine out, because she has a way of seeing through and healing that was such a beautiful essence of you. And she is one of our experts for our Monday, Mindful Mondays, the first Monday of every month through the rest of February, or through the rest of 2014. Okay, so that's the first Monday. The second Mondays are all going to be about your body, your beautiful body. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure I know who is going to head up the fitness and talk about fitness and what to do and how to lift weights and the best thing for you to do. I have an amazing author friend that I'm speaking to right now. There might be two people. I'm working on that. But it's going to be, it's top-notch person. And my dear friend who's been on the show quite a few times, Kristen Plannings, is so excited to join us. She is has her master's in Ayurvedic medicine, and she is a nutritional coach at the college level, or not a coach, a teacher. She teaches nutrition and has for years. And she also does natural food living in the house. So her husband and her are building a hydroponic system in their home. They really work on eating natural food on a budget, so as close to the earth as possible. And you know, she really puts it into anybody. Anybody can eat healthy. Anybody can eat correctly for your temple. And she takes the blame out of it all, and she just is just so brilliant about how she takes care of her family, as well as having all of that medical background. So I'm really excited to have her answer your questions about food, and have either Stephanie or Stacy or Melanie answer your questions about fitness and what to do to, you know, tone your tush, and what to do to get the thighs that you desire, and how you can do that. We are going to be taking all of your calls and saying yes, let's answer your questions. And I am going to talk to you about how the body holds on to trauma, what you can do, different yoga techniques, different mindful exercises that you can do for your body, with your body, that will really help you stay grounded, stay in tune, and get in harmony with your own natural rhythm. And it's so important for our own fitness and weight and body walk. And then the third Mondays are going to be all about God, all about spirit, and I have an amazing group lined up for you there. So we have Alan and Deborah Kemp, and they have the Kingdom of the Father, I think that's the name of it. If I just got it wrong, I'm sorry, but down in the East Coast, and they just have such an understanding. They've been profoundly touched with an understanding of Abba, Father God, and a way to talk about and answer your questions about how are we adopted into the kingdom of heaven? How are we heirs at the throne? Like, how do we relate to the Godhead as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? What, you know, really, how can we overcome if our earthly father was horrible or abandon us, or if we never knew him, or we didn't have one, how can we know God that way then? And then I also have Deborah Skivinsky, who I think I pronounced her name right. As I said, I don't have any of this in front of me right now. I'm going off the cuff right here. But She has amazing books all about healing and restoration. She's been on Hugs quite a few times. And she has an understanding. She has a knack for just being in the Word. She knows Jesus. She knows the Word. And God just speaks straight to her to just recall those words so amazingly. And she's going to be there to answer, how does this apply? What word can I speak into this prayer? What words of God did he say that I can now pray over me right here? She's going to come to you, and we're going to pray together, and we're going to talk together, and I'm going to talk about how and answer your questions about how the Holy Spirit works, and we can do some deep inner prayer and transformational work right there on the line. And this show, Hugs, is going to be, and my intention for Hugs is to serve you, to love you, to lift you up in knowing that you are a child of God. You are most divine. And supporting you to do that by fielding your questions, by giving you a safe, a wonderful place to come and share your heart, share your struggles, and get them looked at, them maybe even solved, but definitely get some perspective on what you can do to take your power, own your power, and utilize your power for the most amazing, amazing unfoldings throughout 2014. And my intention is to really serve you in that way. So USC Radio Productions, we're going to be teaming up here, bringing you these shows live, fielding your calls. So as soon as I get this call information, I'm going to put it on the Facebook website, the Hug site, so you can have it, asking you to call in. And I really, really want you to start thinking about, what questions do you have about thinking positively, about manifestation, about how important it is to really honor our feelings and our emotions while not like allowing them to control ourselves, letting spirit be our guide. Like, how do you balance that? What kind of questions do you have about that? What kind of questions you have about fitness, nutrition? What's the best thing to do for your body? That's what we're here to answer. And what kind of questions do you have about God and spirit? Where do you feel stuck? Where do you feel like he's leading you? Where do you need prayer? Where do you just want somebody to hear your opinion and listen? We would love to talk to you, and I'm so excited. And that fourth week of each month, fourth or fifth Monday, because I know a couple months have five. I'm going to be here with you. We'll also take calls. I might have an amazing interview on people that inspire us. We'll just continue to share this Hug around the world. But that is the plan for 2014. And so I just want you to start thinking about it. I'm going to be talking a lot about it here in March. We're going to be starting the first week in April. I am so excited to bring you this interactive platform, this interactive call, because you're worth it and I want to hear from you. It's been 3 years, so it's about time, right? So with that, thank you so much for being a part of this Hugs family. You are a divine child of God in heaven, the maker of heaven and earth. You are my sister, you are my brother, and I am so, so honored and blessed to be with you today. So with that, we're going to take our first commercial break, and we will be back in just a moment.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique, life-changing, empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts, to create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. The time has arrived to claim your greatness and be the voice of your hearts.
She's got baggage, is what they'll say if you don't choose to put it down. And that's why the trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit divineinnine.com.
All right, my little clicker wouldn't unclick my mute button. So let's get started today and really go into the next segment. So we're already on week 6 of the Divine in 9 program, your sneak peek into my signature program that has been helping women and a few men just fall in love with who you are from the inside, no matter what your past has been, no matter who you feel like even your inner wisdom has been, no matter how much drama you've lived through, how much negative self-talk you've been through, or how many mistakes you've made, there is a jewel within you. And Divine in 9 uncovers that jewel. It's a very physical program. You learn how to utilize the wisdom and the ancient science of yoga. And then we also walk through mindset and emotional cleansing. And then we walk through a practice of getting to know yourself. And we've really been digging deep the last couple weeks and getting to know yourself, how very amazing you are. What do you like? What are your core values? What are your priorities in life? Asking some questions that as adults we just tend to kind of space out, kind of forget every once in a while, that we need to review these things, especially as we go through life changes, like a relationship change or a family change. Maybe you've had a child. Maybe your children are leaving the house. We have an illness. All those things really shift our priorities, and so it's important to look at those priorities. And then last week we talked about jumping outside of the box and outside of limited understanding into God's realm of understanding. And that can be something where you really have to honor discernment and train yourself in discernment and trust God in a lot of ways. So I want to invite you to join me in the practice that we practiced a couple weeks ago, the Sacred Heart Meditation, where you learn how to hear the wisdom that God wrote on your heart. You learn how to find that quietness through visualization, through meditation, and through prayer. And we join together in that prayer every morning on Blog Talk Radio, so back where USC used to be. But it's just blogtalkradio.com/Antika, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A. But really the easiest way to find me there is to just really join us on Facebook. Because you're going to get links to this show, you're going to get links to our daily practice, and then you're going to get all the specials and insights there. So just check into that. We want to hear from you. And you can also log in at antikalibby.com and get my free Embrace You course, learn more about the whole entire Divine in 9. So not only do you get the little bits and pieces that I get to share with you on this hour the next couple weeks, but you'll also be able to actually put them into practice in a way that's very effective, very supportive, and be a part of some of the groups that we have going on online. So the Facebook group is facebook.com/hugstalk with Antika. So just the same as the show. Hugs Talk, then with Antika, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A, like the furniture. All right, so this week is in the practice is a lot about long holds. It's going deep and cleansing your body, cleansing your mind. So Saint Augustine of Hippo, really one of his quotes is just one of my favorites. It's part of the Divine in 9 book that I wrote and teacher training, and it really talks about how when we're unplugging from our own belief system, from the old story, the old worldly story. Maybe maybe you had parents that were hypercritical, or maybe you had parents that didn't pay attention to you enough. And as children, we tend to form belief systems about a couple times in life. So they say three major ones, usually somewhere around the age 2 or 3, somewhere around the age of 7 and 8, somewhere around the age of 12, 13. And those are called just impact moments in our life. And you develop a story around some of these beliefs, some of these ideas, some of these things that other people were telling you. And quite frankly, as you've probably learned already, a lot of times people are wrong. A lot of times you're wrong. And as children, we can be even more wrong. So in this, you know, we can get some pretty crazy ideas, especially if we grew up in an environment that was pretty crazy. So what I found is we all have our story. Everybody has their story. So as you remember that story, that ongoing tape that keeps you feeling less than whole, really, that's what it's about. It keeps you going, I need to fix this. I'm not good enough. Why do I even try? Why bother? It causes you to be sad. It maybe has led you to addictions or overreactions, rage and anger, of running away, of hurting yourself, or maybe even hurting others, and just making some pretty bad decisions in life. We all go through those things, and then we just make decisions. And those decisions, whether wrong or right, good or bad, really they're lies. And those lies keep us stuck. They keep us stuck in depression or frustration, or they keep us sick physically. And they continue to play back like on loops. So they repeat until we cut those ties and we stop the world from manipulating us. We stop the beliefs from being strongholds in our lives. And the only person that has ability to release strongholds biblically is Father God, is God. And biblically, I was just reading a great book about different strongholds and different passages around what 1 Corinthians teaches us about our strongholds. And our stories are so wrapped around these false limiting beliefs of the world and these strongholds. And generational strongholds that we carry on from our families. And you can pray prayers, beautiful prayers. Beth Moore has one of the best books that I have that just has an outline of basic strongholds like unbelief and unforgiveness, but also sexual stuff, and it goes pretty deep. And when you are free from that, then you can build on the more positive things. And you can know beyond, you can know that goodness that you truly are. Because remember last week I said that you are happy. You are love. You are made up of these very beautiful foundations of Father God. You are good in His eyes. All of His creation is good. And so I want you to just know that strongholds, to drop your story, can be very challenging. And within Divine and Nine, we go over dropping your story and getting an appointment with me. I help people release. It's really between you and God, but I have tools. I have tips. I have been doing this for years. And I walk you through releasing these strongholds, handing them over to God, so you can live at a higher vibration emotionally, so you can be more at peace with your body physically, and that your body and your mind and your emotions can heal and start working for you instead of against you. Your story can be retold. You don't have to be trapped in that story. You can easily make an appointment with me at antikalibby.com. Just there on the homepage. They're free as part of my service to the world. So I was going to tell you, though, what St. Augustine of Hippo says. And this is so amazing. No one knows what he himself is made of except his own spirit within him. Yet there is still some part of him which remains hidden even from his own spirit. But you, Lord, know everything about a human being because you have made him. Let me then confess what I know about myself and confess to what I do not know. Because what I know of myself, I know only because you shed light on me. And what I do not know, I shall remain ignorant about until my darkness becomes like bright noon before your face. And what a prayer is that? Even the parts of you that are intertwined, that are in a stronghold, that are lies, those parts of you when you look at and you recognize in the light of day are easily untangled. Are easily freed from and are all beautiful, even the parts of you that you might be most ashamed of, even the parts of your story that might throw you to the curb a little bit. So knowing that your story has strongholds, knowing that, you know, the spirit within you is still being awoken as God shines his light on more and more of you. And knowing that now that you've gone through the first couple weeks of this, and if you haven't, go to AntikaLibby.com and listen to this whole year, the first part of 2014. We've been walking through and I've been giving you questions and little assignments to get to know yourself so you can take everything that you know about yourself, good and bad, happy and sad, all around. And also so you can look at the places where there's just holes and say, you know, I don't know about myself there. You know, maybe in it you've had some insights and they might kind of sound like bad news. One that's quite common for people that I normally meet with is they don't know love. And I think that's why most of us are here, is to learn about what is love. Like, how do I love? I don't even know how to love myself. Not the way that God explains love, not this caring, nurturing love. I know critical love, or I know you're not good enough love. You know, I know attention another way. And so they start saying, okay, Lord, how would I know love? I confess I don't know this about myself. And it's magic how God just starts showing them love, how to love themselves, how to love their neighbors, how to love their spouses, how to love their kids, how to receive love. But until you know that you don't know, you don't know. You know? So don't beat yourself up for anything that you discover about yourself. Give thanks. Give thanks and praise. There is no bad news. There absolutely is no bad news. Just good news. So we're going to go to this next break, and then I'm going to share with you one of my teachers. She talks about, much like our nervous system, our basic nervous system in our body. We have this endocrine system in our body that, you know, breathes and works and is our basic survival system. We have a nature survival system too, an emotional character survival system too. And Carolyn Mace calls these archetypes. And there's many archetypes, but she says everybody has four basic survival archetypes. So I'm going to talk about these archetypes a little bit, how they play into your life a little bit, because we really cover that in this Divine Week. And then it'll be time for the next show. So God bless you, and we will be right back.
Hugs Talk Daily is a coffee break for your soul. Join us in a hug each day for 15 minutes of inspiration and heart-centered, empowering meditation on blogtalkradio.com/Antika, like antique, but with an A. Our host, Antika Libby, has been helping women who have suffered from abuse feel beautiful and powerful in her private practice at AntikaLibby.com for years and years. Hugs Talk fills you with divine wisdom so you can make every day a day you can smile back on. Join her daily and refresh and empower your life, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, on blogtalkradio.com/Antika, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from the pain and devastation of divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve.
Everyday life can be simplified to bring perspective with love, light, laughter, and wisdom. You can expect that the inspiring founder of Real Therapy, Judy Hansen, is working her magic to help someone with empowerment. Enjoy a holistic and refreshing look at life, from health to daily obstacles, and taste the sweetness of transformation with Judy on Celebrate You Radio, Wednesday nights at 8 Eastern on USC Productions Channel 1. Discover the real you and celebrate.
All right. So we are back. I am so excited to share with you these archetypes because I feel like, you know, we take our body and we say, okay, well, I have this basic system or this mind that thinks. I have these hormones that pump through my blood. I don't have to think about when my heart beats or when I take a breath for the most part. It just happens automatically. And then we look at our personality, our energy, our natural tendencies, and we wonder, where do they all come from? Yes, some of them comes from our parents and how we were raised. But then we also have this like underlying wisdom of survival. How do we survive? How do we get through the next day, right? And when I read about the archetypes from Carolyn Mace, and Caroline Mace is quite famous. You probably heard of her. If not, you can look her up. She's done talks and she's been around forever. She was one of the first women who really became famous for doing energy readings and being a medical intuitive. And so I've been studying with her works at least since I was 13 years old. I'm now 38. So I absolutely adore her. And it's just Caroline, and then M-Y-S-S is how you spell her last name. So the four archetypes that she talks about is the child, and then there's a couple different types of the child. So we all have a natural ability to act like a child. We also all have this survival of the victim. Now this is the archetype that tends to establish blame, that spends time in self-pity. You might know somebody that's very, very much so in victim mentality. You might yourself might be in victim mentality, working your way out of it. But we all have it, even the people that have never been victimized before, if that's possible. We also all have the saboteur, according to her. And this is, you know, really the saboteur within is, you know, as just they kind of fear everything. They fear authority. They want to be in control of everything. They get something really good and they put a cap on it. They're scared to push the limits. They're very in the box thinkers. And they also tend to sabotage other people, but also big projects of their own. They sabotage love. I think the saboteur is a great book for a saboteur, if this is a person like you, we'll go deeper into them in a moment, is a book called The Upper Limit by Gay Hendricks. And is that what it's called? The Upper Limit. It has a fish jumping out of it. It's definitely Gay Hendricks. And it's just a great book talking about how we have, all of us, have this like upper limit on happiness, upper limit on abundance. And busting through that upper limit takes some practice, takes some huge grace and compassion for ourselves, and also just asking God for that compassion, that uplifting compassion. And so the saboteur likes to put a kibosh to all of that, so we stay in the status quo. For my life, the saboteur has kept me in relationships far too long. And it can manifest as self-destructive behavior. And it can be just full of a lot of betrayal on every level. And then there's positive sides to the saboteur too. Sometimes it saves you. So it just kind of depends. And then the last is the prostitute. And we all think about the prostitute as somebody selling their body for sex. However, that's not really the case. This is the prostitute is somebody who sells anything, their mind, their body, their spirit, for a price. So it might not even be a financial price. It's just an emotional price. So we'll go through questions that she has posed to see now if you are, if you are and can relate to one of these archetypes being more prominent, more strong in your life. And then when they are, you can use the positive side of it. And then you can also just understand and have more compassion and let go to have more healing around the negative, the shadow sides of these things. So the child, a mature personality of a child archetype, nurtures the part of us that yearns to be lighthearted and innocent, expecting the wonders of tomorrow, regardless of age. So then reading this directly from Carolyn Mace's article that she wrote in August 18th of 2019 in the Spirit Library. And you can look it up online. And so, you know, this is a real playful part. This is really, you know, balancing seriousness and fun. And it's just a real flowy, beautiful energy when it's in its natural state. It's about life and safety and nurturing and loyalty and family. There's many aspects to this. So I said that there's a few and we're just going to go through it. So there's the wounded child. The wounded child archetype holds on to memories of abuse, neglect, and other traumas that we endure during childhood, and we just kind of keep running them over and over. So the shadow side of this is self-pity, a tendency to blame our parents for any of our shortcomings or anything that didn't work out for us. And the real healing power here is forgiveness, learning how to forgive, learning how to take responsibility for yourself and own your own stuff and forgive. Then there's the orphan child. From the little orphan Annie or Cinderella, she says. So this orphan child is really all of us in the kingdom of God. You know, God took us all in as orphans. And so by accepting and receiving Christ Jesus and saying yes to the Father, we are healing this orphan child within us. So feelings of abandonment, just rejection, the repetitive pattern of rejection from family, and being ripped away from our families, groups, friendships. And these just continue to repeat and repeat and repeat until we learn how to really establish mature relationships that are nurturing. And that nurturing starts within yourself. So if this is you, either of those last two, if that is you as a child, I highly, highly recommend Divine in 9, because it's going to really help you to forgive, give you those tools to open up, to trust that forgiveness. And also this orphan child, it's going to help you to form and establish a mature, beautiful relationship with yourself. So then you can set those boundaries. You can form those relationships with other people and really find the harmony there. It's beautiful, beautiful healing work that we walk through. Okay, we're going to continue on. So we have the magical, the innocent child. So this child, if you're living in this kind of essence, you just see beauty all around you. You know, those women that kind of are flowy and frank. And she says, and one example is Anne Frank, who wrote in her diary that in spite of all the horror surrounding her family while hiding in the Nazis in the attic, she still believed that humanity was basically good. This archetype is also gifted with the power of imagination and the belief that everything is possible. So one thing about this archetype is we can be very whimsical. Just kind of always in your heads, always heads in the clouds. You're just always in your dreams and not really get down to earth and get things accomplished. And one way that this archetype, a person with this strong archetype, if it gets stuck, if it gets pushed down, it gets sabotaged by a parent or somebody else, they become really critical adults. So if you're critical towards yourself or others, and you find this as a pattern for you, know that you have this magical, innocent child inside you just wanting to get out, and give yourself permission. One of the biggest things is to dream again. And to put that dream, those dreams, into manifestation, into action. So the next one is the nature child. And this archetype inspires deep, intimate bonding with the animals, with the plants outside, people that see nature, that feel really comfortable in nature. So if this is off balance, if this is abused, then people tend to abuse animals, she says, and abuse the environment. And to heal this archetype, just forming a relationship of forgiveness and loving animals and caretaking them in an intimate way will really create a healing in the spirit of a child. So the pure or puella internus, the eternal boy or girl, this is the next archetype within this child archetype realm here. And this is just a child spirit, eternally body, mind, and spirit, just not to let age stop you from enjoying life. They just keep going, and an inability to grow up. So being responsible, being irresponsible, this is kind of the Peter Pan syndrome, being irresponsible, a woman being extremely dependent on those who take care of her for physical security, not being able to accept or do anything about the aging process and it really, really bothering them. So for these people, it's just good to lay that foundation and get to know and embrace and work on embracing the aging process, the life cycle of the earth, the life cycle of everything. And this really feeds into the next one, which is the dependent child. So a needy or dependent child carries heavy feelings that they have nothing to offer. They're not good enough. They're kind of lost. They can never live up to. And so getting to know yourself. Because we all have things that we can feel good about. We all have things that we can nurture and know that we are enough. We are all enough anyway. There's nothing that you need to do to be enough. So do things for other, volunteer work, getting yourself out there, not being self-absorbed, but getting yourself out into public and doing things for others so you are needed is going to release the captivity of this dependent child archetype. And the next one is the divine child. So this is really closely related, she says, to the innocent or magical child. But what really distinguished them is a redemptive mission. So this child really enjoys a special union with the divine itself. The shadow aspect of this is actually an inability to defend itself against negative forces with mythic gods, with other stuff, so that discernment. So that discernment that we need to have is kind of just gone. And we can pretty much accept anything spiritual. And we're very, it's okay, like it's all airy-fairy, this divine child. And we miss those triggers, and we can get entangled in the negative aspects and negative qualities of spirit. Because there is a war raging, you know, and we can get attacked by these negative forces. And so it's very important, if you're a divine child, to really ask God to cover you with his blood, to seal you, to protect you. Ask Christ Jesus to send down his angels of armies around you. And to have that one-on-one deep relationship with God, not just believing in your ownness, but receiving that guidance and asking for that deem around you and practicing discernment to keep you safe. All right, so those are the children. We're going to move through the next ones pretty quickly. So the next is the victim. And this archetype, can be about letting yourself be victimized, can be about being victimized, but can also be about victimizing others. So it goes both ways. And so others and other animals. It is really about it never being your fault. As she says, like this, kind of like, well, it's not my fault. It's easy to blame other people. You're always the victim. And I find with people that have gone through abuse, this is a common one to go through, because we were victims, and separating being victimized from the act of victim is very important. And if you sign up at divineinnine.com, you'll get a whole talk that I give about how to discern between when you're and stopping the victim pattern from living as this victim persona in your whole personality. Because there is times where we're victimized and then we are victims. But it's a certain situation. It's a certain event. And this is more about a personality type. Okay. So you can ask these questions to yourself. Do you blame others for the circumstances in your life? Do you spend time in the pit of self-pity? Do you envy others who always seem to get what they want out of life? Do you feel victimized by others when situations don't work out the way that you wanted them to? Do you tend to feel more powerless than powerful? And if you answered yes to most of those questions, then you probably have a little bit of this victim. We all have it, remember, but you all have a little bit of too much energy, a little bit of imbalance in this victim archetype. So what you can do is call back your power. Practice things like the Sacred Heart Meditation. Go through the Divine in Nine program and start taking responsibility for your own life. And also start looking at people and things that you want and celebrate with them for having it. This is one of the most powerful things that you can do, I feel. Celebrate with those people that, like, you really wanted those shoes, you really wanted that car. Be like, I love your car. Yes, it's so cool that you get to have it. And the funniest things happen. Those things start showing up in your life. So the next one is the saboteur. And this may be the most difficult archetype to understand, she says, because it's associated with betrayal. Okay, the purpose of this archetype is not to sabotage you, but to help you learn the many ways in which you undermine yourself. So I'm just going to ask these questions about this. I talked a little bit about it as we walked through them before. So if this archetype is not in balance in your life, then you might just ask yourself these questions, and if they resonate, you can put to work really going for your dreams and really giving thanks for what you are manifesting in your life. So what fears have you most authority? What fears have most authority over you? She said list three. What happens when a fear overtakes you? Does it make you silent? Does it make you fight? Do you allow people to speak for you? Do you agree to some things out of fear that you otherwise would not agree to? Have you let creative opportunities pass you by? How conscious are you in the moment that you're sabotaging yourself? Are you able to recognize the saboteur in others? When somebody else just shoots themselves in the foot, do you go, "Ugh, why did you do that? You totally ruined that for yourself." Do you notice it? If so, turn that mirror around. Would you be able to offer others advice about how to challenge one's saboteur? If so, what would it be? Maybe take your own advice once you answer that question. And remember, you can always re-listen to this. So the next one is the prostitute. And like I said before, the prostitute isn't about sex. It's really about negotiating for sell. So would you sell one's integrity or spirit due to fears of physical survival or for financial gain? Like, that's deep. So we all have this, the salesperson. All right, we all have this. The core learning of the prostitute relates to the need to birth and refine self-esteem or self-respect. We prostitute ourselves when we sell our bodies or minds for money, or when we compromise our morals or ethics for financial gain. So remember when I was talking about really aligning your values, your morals, and your ethics for your life? This is why it's so important for you to know last week's lesson, because it's so good. So let's just ask a few questions and we're going to wrap up the show. So have you ever sold out to people or an organization that you truly didn't believe in? Have you ever been reminded in a situation that offered you financial protection because of a desire of your financial security? So you didn't really believe in the situation. Maybe you invested in a company because they promised you a big return, but you didn't believe in the company. That would be this. Have you ever put another person in a position of compromising themselves in order to gain power over that individual? Have you ever bought another person's loyalty, support, or even silence in order to have your way? Here's another perspective that she offers. Have you ever offered to help another who was weakened by his or her prostituted archetype? Do you judge others because they find themselves continuously compromising themselves? Do you think of them as weak and yourself as a better person? And one more perspective before we wrap this up, this deep dive into your basic survival systems and archetypes and personality. So this one is, have you ever felt yourself being pulled into a circumstance that would require you to sell out your ethics, but then found yourself strong enough to say no? So knowing these things about yourself are going to help you reframe that story, release you from the strongholds that you might have that keep your mind and these basic survival systems fighting back, fighting for survival, and get you to a more of a line of peace with your whole life. And you can schedule an appointment with me to go deeper into that. Have a breakthrough session at antiqualibby.com, antiqualibby. And next week, we're going to go deeper into how your body works. So we're going to talk more about the physical body, the energy, that air about you. You know, when people say, oh, that air about you, I just love the air about you. She has the best air about her, your persona, and how it kind of radiates off of you, and how you can clean that up and realign it and refresh within yourself. For God is pure of heart, pure of heart. And until then, thank you so much. It has been so divine to speak with you. I love you to pieces. And feel free to email me at fithappychristians.com or fithappychristians@gmail.com. If you have any comments, you can make comments here at USC Radio Productions. You can join us on Facebook at USC. You can join Hugs personally at Facebook. Hugs Talk with Antika. And you can find everything on my website at antikalibby.com. God bless you and have a divine week.
She's got baggage, is what they'll say if you don't choose to put it down. And that's why the trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit divineinnine.com.
Hugs empower. Hug and some inspiration to remember how great we are. I've been leading women who have suffered the pain and self-doubt that comes after abuse to their true beauty and power for decades. Tune in each Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, when Hugs reaches out to you. Listen from your own computer at uscradioproductions.com. Learn more about me, Antika, and listen to past shows at antikalibby.com. That's AntikaLibby.com.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique, life-changing, empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts, to create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. USC Radio Productions is...
Bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum.